Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Like we've said many times before, people think love is a feeling. And so many people live so carnally, that is, they are feeling dominated. And if you are a feeling dominated person, you're going to be an unstable person, you're going to be a weak person, and you're going to make bad decisions because you're making them based on how you feel. How many have already experienced that feelings can change from hour to hour? You know they change. Then why would you base your life on them? Why would you make life decisions based on how you feel? And yet people are doing it. People are doing it. I've had people look at me and go with tears and go, well, I can't help how I feel. And that's just how I feel. Well, you can help how you feel. God can help how you feel. Your feelings can change. If people would just stop and realize the feeling that they're so upset about, they didn't always feel this way. What does that mean? It changed. If it changed from good to bad, it could change from bad to good. It's changeable, isn't it? Oh, we need to base our life on something that does not change. Something that is the same yesterday and today and forever. Every morning, every night, when you feel good, when you don't feel good, it's the same. And it's God. And it's His love. And it's His Word. The Bible said we walk by faith, not by sight. And sight includes all the senses and all the feelings that come as a result of what you're seeing and hearing and experiencing in your soul. He said, we look not on those things that are seen, but on the things that are not seen. Because the things that are seen are temporal, temporary, changing and subject to change. But the things that are not seen are eternal. Eternal. I want you to say it again. Love. Real love. God's love. Does not fail. Cannot fail. Does not die. Does not end. Well, then what if we're loving each other with this kind of love? There is no such thing as I don't love you anymore. There is no such thing as my love for you has died. And I'm sorry, but it's just not there anymore. No such thing. What is changing is people's feelings and people's desires. In fact, so many people, what they're calling love is not love at all. It's desire. Desire. You think about the term love sick. Love sick. Don't raise your hand. But anybody ever been love sick? Huh? Maybe when you're in school, junior high, whatever. What is love sick? The Bible talks about love sick or sick of love. That's how it's worded. Love sick. The Bible said, you remember we've been reading. Haven't we? About David and his sons and about how the one son loved his half-sister Tamar. He said he loved her so much that he got sick. Remember that? And he wouldn't eat. The boy was smitten. He was lovesick. Did you read it or not? And so through subtlety and craftiness, he arranged for her to come and feed him. And when she came in, he sent out all the men. He grabbed her and raped her because he loved her. That's what he said. He forced her and raped her. And then this is telling. As soon as he was through with her, said he hated her, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he loved her. How can that happen? That you love somebody so much that you can't bear to be without them. You're sick because of your love for them. And in 10 minutes time, you hate them so much you can't stand to look at them. How can that be? How many understand? We're calling it love, but it is not the love of God. In fact, it's not love at all. Did he ever love her? If he loved her, he would want to bless her. He would want to help her. He would want to do things for her. He didn't love her. He was lusting for her. He desired her body. He longed for her body, and he's calling it love. And so much of what people are calling love has nothing to do with love. It's a longing. Somebody say longing.
Longing.
Is a longing love? It's not. No, it's not. Young people, don't mess up your life. Don't let people abuse you that don't even care about you. Middle-aged people, same thing. Older people, same thing. I love you. I can't live without you. I love you. I've got to have you. That's not loving you. That's loving how I can feel if I have you. Got nothing to do with caring about you. And that kind of what people call love, that kind of love can change into hatred in a day, in a few moments, obviously. We're reading the Bible, aren't we? You don't need that. I said, you don't need that. I don't need that because we've got the real thing. I said, we've got the real thing, the real thing. And saved people, men and women, that get married, they should be attracted to each other. They should have some desire for each other. But that's not enough. I said, that's not enough to make it year after year and decade after decade. They should also have the love of God that passes understanding, that does not change, that cannot fail, that never ends. And that is not based on how you feel about somebody. It is not based on how much you desire them. Are y'all with me now?
Yes.
Say it one more time. Well, not one more time. You're going to say it some more times before the service is over. Another time, maybe is the best way to say it. Love.
Love.
The love of God.
Love God.
Real love.
Real love.
Never ends.
Never ends.
Never ends. It never ends. Where are you? Romans 5? He said, this love is shed abroad in our hearts. So if real love can't die, real love can't end, what's going on when people say, my love has died? And of course, their feelings have changed. That's true. And their feelings are real. But then they say, my love has died. So it's okay for me to leave you and marry somebody else. It's too quiet in here. Go to two verses. Matthew 24 and Revelation 2. Matthew 24 and Revelation 2. Now the reason why this is so close to home is because people are doing this. People are doing this every other week. Somebody, somewhere in the church, virtually every day, I should say worldwide, is saying, I don't love you anymore. Don't love you. Children are saying, we don't love our parents anymore. Sometimes you got parents say that. Don't love the kids. Don't love each other. Don't love, you know why? I did love the church. I did love the church family, but they didn't treat me right. I don't love them anymore. I did love, you know, my wife. Ooh, we were head over heels at one time. Ooh, it was something. But the flame went out and it died. And then, you know, you think it's time to play a blues song. The thrill is gone. And there's nothing can be done. It's just one of those things. Nothing can be done. I wish it wasn't that way, but it has died. And I can't take it anymore. And there's about 10,000 songs that's been written about it. Hadn't there? About love dying. And so often in connection with the love dying is new love. New love for somebody else. And oftentimes somebody else's spouse. New love, they didn't mean for it to happen. It just happened. But you know, you can't fight it. Somebody said, well, it's real. Something is real. But don't call it love. Because it's not. So what is real? What is going on? Let me remind you of a verse in Deuteronomy 5. Don't turn there, but Deuteronomy 5 says, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, his manservant, maidservant, ox, ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's. What would be an accurate way to describe it? You're desiring them. No, we're in love. No, you're in desire. Love continues to love. When feelings change, still loves. Feelings are red hot, loves. Feelings cool off, loves. Why? Love is a manifestation of God Himself. He doesn't change. Now you got to make up your mind. Are you going to live like unsaved people do? And make all your decisions based on how you feel on any given time? Are you going to let yourself be led by your desires? Your desires don't define you. They don't tell you who you are and what you are. If you're a Christian, you find out who you are in Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Never Ends, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106J. That's R1106J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.